Welcome to Module 2 of Flora. This is where the fun begins. We get to talk about diet. I think most people don't like talking about diets, so I thought I would throw in the little bit of enthusiasm there because I really do actually think this is going to be a lot different than you may have assumed. So the Candida diet and working through the fundamentals of basic plant-based nutrition and then really catering that largely to the way in which I work through the microbiome method, which is my method for really understanding and creating a balanced microbiome as a whole to support full body health in general. So we apply all of those concepts and really refine them to reflect the traditional Candida diet. However, we're going to discuss specifically in this audio module, because I find it to be the best format to actually discuss these things, the few things that you get to choose about this approach that is very widely different from maybe the traditional Candida diet you may have come across, which of course is the difference in meat as protein, and then also working with specific fruits, yes, fruits and vegetables as well. So the fundamentals of nutrition are extremely important to not forget when we are in a Candida diet. This is something that I personally firsthandedly experienced when I first came about the Candida diet. I was given the option of one, deciding to not be vegan anymore, vegan plant-based. At the time I was doing honey, I still do. Or following the Candida diet and doing it as a vegan. However, in that second option, there was one thing that I didn't gain, and that was how to actually approach a Candida diet as a vegan or as somebody who is plant-based. So what I did, honestly, was kind of discover my own way, and I really applied the fundamentals that I'm going to teach you here of nutrition to them, and in general cater it to really reflect what a healthy microbiome would be. Unfortunately, I know, because in the beginning I didn't know this. I started my official training through when I first had discovered that I had Candida, so in the beginning I was really going in blind, and I know that that's a problem. So what I'm going to discuss with you here is the fundamentals of nutrition, getting enough protein and where we can gain those sources from, having enough carbohydrates to sustain our body's healing process is number two, and then also integrating healthy fats, and then through the ways of the microbiome method, eating enough diverse plants throughout the week to support a healthy microbiome, eating prebiotics, the introduction of fermented foods, and really just approaching a balanced plate. I mean, that could look like eating colorfully, experimenting with new foods if we're really perhaps stuck in our ways, or I don't know, hellbent or something on what we like eating every single day or every single week. And really just applying all of these concepts while still staying in the parameters of the Candida diet. So the fundamentals of basic nutrition, I really hinted at it here. We need to have adequate protein. Just because you are vegan, or just because you are plant-based, or just because you're taking a stab at that with this course perhaps, does not mean that we neglect protein. In fact, when talking about the opposite of microbes and our cellular structures, protein is extremely fundamental to cellular structure. So if we're healing our full body, which at this point you may have Candida that's wreaked havoc on other areas of your body, this is essential, never mind the fact that we just need this to survive every single day. So if we're talking about optimal nutrition, which I want to briefly acknowledge, access to protein in general is a privilege, I do want to say that. However, when we're speaking about what we need right now, it doesn't have to be the standard American diet of having oh, so much protein every single day. It's really just getting enough and getting what we need to fulfill that. So when we're talking about what we need in terms of protein, we can get this from nuts, we can get this through certain legumes, we can get this through certain grains, and there's also some interesting ones that offer us a lot of protein as well. So those interesting ones I'm going to discuss with you, but in terms of just the basics for people that are plant-based, that would be rice and beans together. Those create your full count protein. Something like quinoa is a full protein. Hemp is a full protein. Now, I'm not talking about just eating a stalk of hemp, but you can do hemp seeds, hemp milk, hemp tofu, which I love personally. I'm probably going to be creating something on how to actually make that. So hemp tofu, and certain other grains like millet is available to create a full protein. When we pair different seeds together, when you pair like a seed with a grain, that's a really great way. Any legumes with a grain is another really great way. Having different grains, which I'll talk about which grains for the Candida diet, but in general, fundamentals of nutrition, grains with different types of beans throughout the week, that's another really great way to approach that. So in terms of when we're talking about the Candida diet, we're looking at things like quinoa, beans that perhaps maybe in phase two, we pair that with a little bit of rice, or in the beginning of the Candida diet, we have something like legumes with buckwheat, or we have it with something like millet, or we have it with perhaps the hemp, or we do the quinoa. So really, there's, you know, if we think about the various amounts of legumes that are available to us, you know, at the grocery store or even the farmer's market, we have a lot of different areas where we can be getting different types of protein. So in reality, we have a lot of options there, and know that that is essential, and that's going to be one of the essentials I want you to check off on your grocery shopping list every single week, because we really do need all of these things, not only for our microbiome and for our health, but really for just healing in general. So that's really a great place to start. Secondarily to that, we have veggies and fruits. Very important for our health. Antioxidants, even we need sugars to a certain extent in order to fulfill our energy output that we put out every single day just by being a living, breathing human. So we need that. And we also need to be eating diverse forms of them, because each plant comes with diverse micronutrients that are available to us through that. And if we're eating enough various forms of them every single week, then we can say we're getting really good micronutrient profile there, different vitamins and minerals and things that we really do need in our healing journeys. And then also the prebiotics that come from a lot of these different foods, specific prebiotic rich foods I have in a worksheet for you. So don't worry so much about that. And know that all of the foods that I do recommend on the shopping guide list, which is more or less just like a rough example for you to approach for your shopping every single week, and just gives you like Candida okay foods. So use that as a compass, if you will. And yes, so veggies and fruits are very, very important for our health. That's why I include both of them in this protocol. So you will notice on that worksheet that there are different forms of berries, and I have chosen that for very specific reasons. One, because they're on the lower end of sugar, and two, because they're very high antioxidant profiles, and they're fibrous. So berries are extremely great for our healing journey, even on Candida, in limited amounts. And if you think about all the different types of berries that are available to us in modern life, really, we have a lot of different nutrients we've been gaining just from the berry family. So that's a really great fruit to include in your protocol. So, fruits, they're great. Secondarily is vegetables. There are vegetables that are lower glycemic index than others, like white potatoes are far more starchy than sweet potatoes, weirdly enough. They are. And so when you start to approach phases two or three of this protocol, introducing something like a sweet potato before you introduce a potato might be a really great way to start that process. And sweet potatoes come in a variety of different colors, which means that they come in a variety of different micronutrient profiles. So that's just an example of how we can really introduce diverse foods throughout this process, phases one, two, and three. In terms of other veggies, of course, as I've mentioned in this, you know, master list that I have for you, there's a lot of different veggies on there, but in general, leafy greens, lower sugar content than others. More rooty vegetables, however, a lot of the times carry a lot more sugars. Does that mean they should be 100% eliminated? In the beginning, I would say perhaps potatoes. Yeah, maybe let's let that go for a little while. Limit carrots. Carrots are a little bit high in sugar. Beets, high in sugar. So maybe limit those a bit and work with other ones. Radishes, turnips, these types of things we could really integrate into this. And then we could focus a little bit more on leafy greens, some types of like sprouts, whether that's, you know, regular alfalfa sprouts, which are really great also for protein. Veggies also have protein, which is why if we think about protein of earlier, there really is so much diversity that we can gain, like spinach, sprouts, even some types of mushrooms, which maybe it would be good to introduce those in terms of cooking mushrooms. I do talk about some, like, I would say, quote unquote, herbal, because that's grouped into the category of working with herbs, mushrooms, and different mycology. So there are some of those specific superfood type ones. I say that kind of lightly, superfoods, that you can integrate later, but maybe regular edible, like shiitakes, things like this, portobellas, could be integrated in phases two or three. Those are really high in protein as well. So oysters, this type of thing. So we've covered protein. We've covered pretty much vegetables. The main goal that you're going to want to do with the vegetables and fruits is to just as much as you can, and I'm not saying, you know, buy a ton of one type of food and all of these types of foods have them 100% stocked. I mean, fresh is always better. So, you know, as much as you can, you know, go to the market, pick up what you need for dinner type thing, the better. But yes, so eat diverse amounts of them. Don't go crazy buying lots of it. But, you know, you buy a little bit of this, you buy a little bit of that, and we're really gaining a really diverse palette for ourselves throughout the week, which the rule of thumb for microbiome checkmark approved would be 40 diverse plants every week, which sounds like a lot, but this includes everything from grains to fats to all the fruits and veggies and to even the herbs that you're taking, especially if you're using like whole food like methods, like which I will teach you in this course about tonics and nourishing herbs and that kind of thing. That really adds up pretty quick. So I would say that should be your goal, is to have, you know, that 40. Don't like count them at the grocery store, you know what I mean? But like really shoot for that in terms of what you're buying. So that's what I do and that's what I would suggest. So that's all about fruits and veggies and proteins. And then of course we have healthy fats. So for the Candida diet, a really amazing one is one that also doubles as an antifungal, and that is coconut oil. So coconut oil is great for Candida because of antifungal properties, and it's also what's called a healthy fat. We also have something like avocados, olive oil, you know, other types of cooking oils. I mean, stay away from things like palm and safflower, these types of things. Not really great for your gut health or really your health overall, I would say. So healthy fats, good omegas, your hemp that you have, if you want to do like a hemp protein powder, which is, I would say, you know, if you can't do enough seeds or the hemp tofu, then go for the hemp powder if you're really struggling with your protein. That hemp also is great for your omegas as well. And so are a lot of the seeds and nuts that you would be eating. Those like are like double duty for me for protein and fats. So that's a really great way to approach getting enough of those every single week. So that's pretty much the basics. I talked a lot about prebiotics, which is, you know, that microbiome approved type stuff, as well as the diversity in what you're eating. So think about that when you're buying, and then that's one of those things that's going to translate later into creating this really malleable, I guess, lifestyle approach for you to translate into your daily life later. So, you know, if you really get in the habit of eating different types of foods every single week and eating a lot of prebiotics, well, that's something that doesn't really have to go away. And you can really help out your microbiome for the long run when you make those decisions. And it really matters a lot. Those are two really important factors in the microbiome. So later, when you're in phases like 2 and 3, you can approach ferments, which are 100% needed for the microbiome health, not only because you're being introduced to different strains when you're doing that, but also because of the chemical compounds that they give us, which is a whole thing in and of itself that I could go on for a really long time about. But really, it's providing us with really essential categories of nutrients, probiotics, and chemical interactions in the body. So eat like your ancestors. And really, that's what this nutrition is all about. And, you know, it would be really easy for me to say, oh, just eat within this food group and don't eat these things because they're bad for candida. But I really don't believe that that's the best way to approach it. So I am giving you this information to approach it in this way, because one, I wish I had it. And two, I truly believe with my whole heart and mind that this is the right approach for the microbiome. And because candida is a part of your microbiome, and because we're catering it to your imbalance, that this is the right approach for candida. However, as always, I give you your discretion. If you would like to approach this without fruits, I kindly disagree. However, do what you need to do to approach candida in your body and follow your compass and follow your gut always. We will, of course, be discussing your decisions around the foods you want to eat, what foods you're liking, how you're going to approach your diet in our call, because everyone's is going to look different, even though it might feel so limited. Everyone's approach is going to be a little bit different. So I'm very curious to figure out your approach and the wheels turning about how you'd like to go about eating in your daily life now, and talk about that with you on our call. So basically, that is the foundation for the plant-based candida diet. So it's not only candida diet, it also has to do with longer-term wellness and really eating for your gut as a whole. So you can work through the worksheets in this module and all of the writings to further ingrain this for you on your journey, and also start to perhaps integrate this into your life so you can get on with your self-healing with candida. And it's very exciting. I'm very excited for you to start this approach, and then to start working with the herbal allies, and just as you tend to your ecosystems, really start to reap the benefits of living through this way. So thank you so much, and I really look forward to speaking with you always and hearing about your journeys. So it's time to go food shopping, I think. Talk to you later. Bye.